streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, here we go. Hour two. It is great to have you in live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. We'll be back on FS1 on Monday. It is so gloriously good today. Radio only. You get old school Colin, eating scones, Whole Foods coffee, hygiene optional. Did not shower today. In a very good mood. Before I get to Greg Cosell, this story made me laugh. Vince Carter, good dude, good player. Loved his game. Thinks the Lakers' Anthony Davis' supreme respect for LeBron hinders him from taking the reins of the Lakers.
I think it's a respect thing. He respects who and what LeBron James has done in the game. But at the same time, you are allowed to, and you should, and nothing wrong with you respecting him. But when that guy that you respect is now trying to give you the reins and wants you to take over and be the go-to guy, and he can compliment you, you should take that as an honor and run with it.
Sports fans are like Bitcoin bros. You could burn them, break them, bankrupt them. They'd still jump back in. They are. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Let's see. Unregulated money. Shocking. Bad actors showed up. NFTs. Let's sell fuzzy images of monkeys for millions of dollars. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, that Sam Bankman-Fried guy, the FTX guy, what a grifter that guy is. Did you hear him in the interview with the New York Times?
There's going to be a time and a place for me to sort of think about myself and my own future, but I don't think this is it. Like, right now, I mean, look, I've had a bad month. This has not been any fun for me.
Anthony Davis is sports cryptocurrency. No, he is. Short-term bursts make you feel rich, but the inevitable letdown is coming. Simply not made to last. Average work ethic, semi-committed, history of injuries, a reluctance to play the position near the rim that he's supposed to, passive personality. He's sports cryptocurrency. And you keep buying into it and buying into it, no matter how many times you're burned. I told you, coming into the season, I said, because of the criticism he's received, AD's going to be unbelievable in the first half. And you suckers are going to buy all into it again instead of moving him for picks and players, which the Lakers need wing defenders. They need shooters. It's like a grocery store. They have nothing. The shelves are empty. Old LeBron and now surging crypto guy AD. It's a house of cards, right? Inevitable. He will get hurt again. But, you know, it's like I saw a story. This cracked me up. I saw this story this week. This city and this story is so predictable. Miami nightclub owner mourns the loss of, quote, crypto nerds after FTX collapse. Said the owner of a Miami nightclub. Yeah, they were ordering like 12, 24 bottles of the most expensive champagne and showering themselves without even drinking it. And the crypto bros were so predictable. And that's Laker fan with AD. It was so predictable. He's going to come out, be great. And he has been. Last seven games, he's a monster. But y'all understand what he is and has been for like 4 years. His only great stretch was in the bubble when he got like a 3.5, 4-month sabbatical, a hiatus. And he was healthy. You think he's going to be healthy in June if he made the finals? And they're not. I'll be honest with you. At some stage in my life, I do think cryptocurrency or another form of currency will be available. That I believe. But the NFT stuff, I mean, my son was 14. He's like, Dad, it's a scam. I'm like, yeah. I mean, I text my son when that, you know, at one point, Justin Bieber bought some fuzzy image of a, you know, whatever, a wheelbarrow, you know, for $4 million. It's now worth like $6,000. And what was funny about the Bitcoin bros and the NFT nerds is that they were absolutely sociopathic, relentless. I know. I have a theory on finance. Listen to people who own stuff, not rent stuff. Bitcoin was renters. All the guys that were experts are renting apartments. I'm going to go to the guy that owns a mansion up in Santa Barbara. He may be better with finance. You know, 58 years of running companies. He's got a house in Beverly Hills. Not the guy renting an apartment. It was all these kids. Like, you're like 24. Sorry. But I feel bad for people that lost money. But the NFT crowd, at least cryptocurrency, I could see another form of currency. It was unregulated. There's no centralized bank that supported it, so I'm out. But NFTs, I had people pitch me those things 4 times. I'm like, if you're 8 minutes into the pitch and I still don't get it, I'm not that smart. But I'm not a dummy. 8 minutes in, 4 different pitches, I'm like, I give up. It still comes down to fuzzy image of a monkey. How much you're willing to pay. Let's start with none and go from there. Greg Cosell is joining us. Greg, if you were a crypto bro, I feel terrible. I apologize for that rant. I feel terrible.
No, I was not. You don't need to feel terrible. No, there's no chance of that.
Yes, same here.
Yeah. I'm not 24 years old, unfortunately, anymore, Colin. So, you know, I like to think I use my brain once in a while.
Yeah, same here. Let me throw something out there that I had a revelation last Sunday. And I said I didn't think benching Zach Wilson was the smart thing to do. And then by about the middle of the third quarter,
right,
I said, wait, Mike White is better currently as an NFL quarterback than Zach Wilson. I'm wrong. He's better. Am I nuts? What does the film say?
I would say, again, Mike White obviously has played one game, so I don't think it's fair to make a definitive judgment about Mike White. He played a few games last year as well, had a good one and then some bad ones. So let's leave Mike White out of the equation for the moment.
Okay.
Zach Wilson at this point is a little bit broken, Colin.
Yeah.
He needs to be taught from the ground up. You need to start with Zach Wilson as if he's almost never played quarterback.
Wow.
You need to start with everything. Taking the snap, footwork, dropping into the pocket, setting, his mechanics are really, really poor. This is before you even get into anything involving your offense and where you want him to throw the football. This is before you even get into anything involving looking at defense and seeing and explaining to him NFL defense. He's a little bit broken, and you need to start from scratch. Now, my personal opinion, others might not share it, is I think you need to bring in an NFL quarterback coach with a lengthy, meaningful resume. And again, they have a quarterback coach who's young. He may end up being a phenomenal coach. I'm not knocking him at all. But I think at this point in time, you need to bring in someone who's done it before and has a strong resume as an NFL quarterback teacher.
So I want to move to an established quarterback, and what you do is watch film.
Yep.
So in the history of the NFL generally, this has not been something we have seen. Not only it's not just irregular, I've never seen it, where like a 33-year-old quarterback goes from 100 passer rating 4 years in a row to terrible without an injury. Now, Peyton Manning at 38, 39 aged very quickly, but he had had four neck surgeries. He was late 30s.
Right.
So when I watch Russell Wilson and I am told he's washed, I'm like, well, what's the precedent for being really capable to awful? There's not a lot of it.
No.
So when you watch film, is Russell, is it the system? Is it like, can explain the Denver mess to me? Because I'm over-defending a guy who was, a year ago, more than capable.
Yeah, I think Russell Wilson, and again, these are hard questions because we're not in the building. We weren't in the building in Seattle. But I think what the tape tells you, and even if you go back to Seattle, Russell Wilson made a lot of his bones late in games where he was extremely dangerous and no one wanted to play against him, when he had the movement ability and the ability to make throws and runs off second reaction movement. If you think back to Seattle, and I know you'll remember all this, there were three, four, five games every season in which the Seahawks had 130 yards of total offense in the middle of the fourth quarter, and they had a really good defense, and the score was 13-10, and he'd make those two or three absolutely special plays that were Russell Wilson plays, and they'd win the game. But up until that point, they had very little offense. I'm sure you remember all that.
Sure, sure. And the knock was Pete was too run-centric.
Right, and that was always the thought that, hey, Pete is not letting Russell be Russell. Now, there was a stretch, and I think Brian Schottenheimer was the coordinator at the time, where I forget what season it was, where they let Russell toss it around through the first five or six or seven games, and the numbers were really, really good. And then, as I recall, he might have thrown a couple of picks, and Pete said, that's enough.
Right.
And they went back to running the football. This year, when you watch the tape of Wilson, I think you see, this is what, to me, the tape shows. That's all I'm speaking about, because you know how it goes with social media. People say you're an idiot. I'm telling you what the tape shows.
Yeah.
The tape shows, in my view, that he's not seeing things at the speed which is necessary to see it in order to execute with timing and rhythm. Now, whether that's a function of being in a new offense, whatever the reason is, I can't tell you the reason. I can only tell you that that's not happening. And And because he's clearly not confident in what he's seeing, what that often leads to is less precise ball location, because you're just not feeling comfortable in the pocket delivering the football.
Yeah.
Also, you're not seeing the second reaction movement as much as you have in the past. So you're not seeing plays in which he's not comfortable become positive plays the way they used to be, because he would then leave the pocket and make something happen. So again, I can't tell you why that's the case, but that's clearly the case. Is it a function of a new offense? Perhaps. Is it a function of maybe he's just getting older and he's not as good? Maybe that's the case as well. We don't know, but that's what the tape tells me.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. You know, it's funny. I've in my life, in my career, I've said be very, very careful about seeking power. Sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. And so good, strong management or good, strong bosses in my career have been very, very valuable.
Right.
I don't want too much power. So Tom Brady goes to Tampa and he has a lot of power. And then he wins a Super Bowl with more power. And then he kind of moves off Arians. He got even more power. And now he looks broken, and the offense is a disaster. And I what does the film say right now? Defensive coach Todd Bowles, who now is like calling out his leaders in the locker room.
Right.
Brady, the offense. You tell me. It was Arian just more valuable than anybody wants to acknowledge?
Maybe. We don't, again, something we don't know. But, you know, I saw Brady do something this week. There was a third down play. I believe it was either late in the game or in overtime. And I have to tell you, I don't recall ever seeing Brady do this. He dropped back, and there was no pressure on him whatsoever. And he drifted off the midline to his left, right into pressure, and therefore could not step into his throw and threw a ball right in the ground to Mike Evans, who was wide open right at the sticks on 3rd and 14. And I said to myself, wow, I don't ever recall seeing Brady move off the midline when there was no pressure and create his own pressure. So, again, that's just one play, but I almost had to watch it 10 times thinking, God, this guy never does anything like that. Everything is so precise and so perfect from a mechanical standpoint, and here in a critical situation late in a very winnable game that he did that. So, you know, he's not a comfortable player right now. I think that he's playing a little fast at times, and not all the time. I mean, he's still making some really good throws, obviously, but he's playing a little fast at times. And I feel, too, that, look, Mike Evans has not been a big factor over the last number of weeks. It's kind of weird that Chris Godwin has more targets than Mike Evans, and he missed time at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. So I saw something last week. You know, before every season, in fact, you do it in like the spring, you give me quarterbacks in college and
yep.
wide receivers in college to look at. So I get kind of a jump on people. And so I'll go into a final year of a player's eligibility in college and I'll watch him. And so I've there's two quarterbacks over the last 10 years that I thought were guys that could win on average teams. Andrew Luck, I thought, could win in an average team. He did. 11-5, 11-5, 11-5.
Right.
With a bad roster. And I didn't think he was as good as Luck, but I thought Trevor Lawrence had some of those traits.
Yes.
Now, you're not as high on Trevor Lawrence, but I watched a drive, two of them, against Baltimore.
Yeah.
And, Greg, I was like, you know, the light has to go on for all these young guys.
Sure.
He looked very good. Now, was it the defense? Was it the opponent? Or did you see something that leads you to believe that, okay, he's moved past a certain threshold. He's now, he's you know, these guys all say, Mahomes said it after like year two. The light came on.
Right. Here's what I saw on tape, and I noticed it after three or four dropbacks. What stood out immediately to me was how quick Lawrence was. And don't forget, he's a tall, long-legged guy.
Yeah.
And sometimes those guys are not quick with their drop and set because they just don't have the body type for it. You know, they're long-legged. But what stood out immediately to me, and I noticed this early in the season, and then it kind of stopped. But the last couple of weeks, it's come back, and I noticed it specifically this week. He was so much more compact and quick in his drop and set and delivery. And when you're back there, you know, I've heard Mike Martz talk about this for years and years. You have got to get back in the pocket. The guys who are lazy droppers, everything slows down for them, Colin.
Yeah.
You have got to get back in the pocket and be ready to deliver the football. Because you know what that allows you to do? It allows you to see things quicker and cleaner, therefore be more decisive in your reads and throws. And I noticed that immediately this week about Trevor Lawrence. And if you notice, the ball was coming out. He was never getting stuck in the pocket. The ball was coming out with timing and within the structure of the route concepts, and he played exceptionally well.
That's exciting. That's exciting. You know, you've talked about that before, is that's why it's, I think it's so important for young quarterbacks. Now, Matt Eberflus appears to be a good coach, but I do think defensive and offensive coaches see the world differently.
Without question.
And I think it's really valuable to give Trevor Lawrence, Doug Peterson. This is not a knock on Brandon Staley, but he's a defensive guy. And I think there's times with Justin Herbert, I've thought, okay, I know he's talented, but I don't think they're putting enough on, they're not challenging him enough. Now, some of that's their injuries. You know, Mike Williams is never healthy. Keenan's hurt. O-line is a mess. But I think Doug Peterson deserve some credit here. Okay.
Without question. I mean, look, Doug is a proven offensive coach and a very good one, and he understands the offensive game. Look, Dick Vermeil used to come in and watch tape with us for years, and one thing he said that has always stuck with me, Colin, he said, when you draft a quarterback high, okay, he said, the whole purpose of your entire building, the secretaries, the janitors, everybody in the building should be to make that guy an all-pro. That should be the whole purpose of your organization, because if that guy doesn't make it, then you don't make it as a team. So the whole purpose of the organization, and I'm saying this because it goes to the coaching as well, obviously, is to make that guy a great player.
Yeah. That is a great way to look at it, because we all win. We retain our jobs, because in this league, what really ruins organizations is, oops, we messed up at quarterback.
Especially if the guy's a first, second, third pick in the draft. It's one thing if, you know, he's a third-round pick, then you go, oh, he's a third-round pick. But if it's the first, second, third, even a top 10 or 12 pick in the draft, if it's a quarterback, that guy has to become an all-pro.
Finally, so Aaron's had Rodgers a broken thumb all year, banged up thumb. And we all watched Jordan Love, and we were all like, oh, that's pretty good. You keep Aaron Rodgers if there's no decline, I would imagine. But I do believe that, you know, Favre was a little bit, you know, I don't know if I've ever told you this, Greg. I've always had a theory on Green Bay quarterbacks, is because there's no owner, and it's a town, it's not even a city, is that the quarterback is uniquely powerful. Favre,
right.
Really, there's nobody to answer to. And that over the course of time, if I didn't have a boss for 15 years, you start believing you have all the answers from vaccines to football. I got all of them.
Correct.
And I think, Aaron, people have to walk on eggshells. It's the Green Bay quarterback syndrome. And I saw it with Favre. He got very stubborn. And I see it with Aaron. I think they want to watch Jordan Love for 4 to 5 weeks. And if he looks capable, I think they would. I think in 1 second they'd go get a first and a second round pick for Aaron. You tell me, when you look at Aaron, it's still beautiful. When you watch him, do you see a guy with 4 years left? Three? Do you think Aaron's still right in that prime wheelhouse? Because if he is, that becomes a much harder
sure.
move to make.
Well, it's a tough evaluation because there's no question that he's not thrown the ball as well this year, and he has a thumb injury that some doctors I've read believe are, it's amazing that he can even throw a football. So he has missed some throws this year that we never see him miss. If that's due to injury, then it becomes an extremely hard evaluation, Colin. But at some point, you know, look, they drafted Jordan Love in the first round. Now, that's a decision they made. When they made that decision, I would have to believe they made it based on the fact that Jordan Love would play and be their starting quarterback at some point in time.
Right.
You know, we're getting past that point. He's in his third year, I believe, correct?
Yes.
Jordan Love?
Yes.
Now, anybody who says they know what Jordan Love is or isn't is just making statements, because he's certainly not played enough for us to have any real sense of what he is. They, as an organization, have a sense of that because they're with him every single day. But still, he has to play in games. And you can't just look at, let's say, last week and say, wow, he could be good. Or look at last year when he started against the Chiefs, when some people said, oh, he can't play. Those are unfair statements that are based purely on speculation. But they clearly believe they have something in Jordan Love. But if Aaron Rodgers can still play at a high level, that high level's pretty good. You know, he may be the greatest thrower we've ever seen. So, you know, it's I don't get paid enough to make that decision for them, but that's a really, really tough call. But there's no question Rodgers has not been Rodgers this year every week, and I'm sure the injury has been a factor.
Greg Cosell, 43 years NFL Films. We're radio only today. I enjoyed this. A little storytelling time. Great seeing you, hearing from you as always, Greg.
Colin, I really appreciate it. Thanks.
You bet. No, he is. Aaron and Dan Marino are arguably the best throwers of the football I've ever seen. Elway was very good. Brett Favre was very good. But it's a short list. Take a break, back in a second, The Herd.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Coyotes, Kings today, Discover Card key matchup. Other banks make it tough to redeem credit card rewards, not Discover. Cash in any amount, anytime. Go to discover.com/redeem rewards. It is great to be in today. What a fabulous profession I have chosen. Hygiene optional. It's no wonder you can't pull radio guys off the air. TV people retire. Sports writers retire. Radio people just die in front of a microphone. I mean, literally, no showering. They really do. They're just like, they do it forever. And they're just like, okay, ka-clump. I mean, it's just like, why would you ever quit doing this? If you think I'm obnoxious now, wait until I'm 84 opening my show with Tasty Rants. Oh, my God. I cannot wait. I'm going to do this just to annoy people, just to antagonize America. So I saw this Peter Schrager podcast guy, sports guy, reporter guy, Fox, on his podcast was had Matt Rhule on, who was a really good college coach and turned around a couple of programs, went to the NFL in Carolina, and it was a mess. And, you know, the media is kind of picking on him now because, you know, he's not blaming himself. But he was asked, hey, if you had to do it again, what would you do differently?
I think I probably would just probably take in another job. You know, I mean, I think it's a great place, you know, the wonderful people, but I just don't know if I was a fit there. You know, at the end of the day, we talked about, hey, we're going to have a 4-year plan, a 5-year plan. You know, if you tell me, hey, we got a 2-year plan, then I'm going to go get signed a bunch of free agents and do it. So, you know, what was a 4-year plan became a 2-year and 5-game plan real quick.
You know what Matt Rhule realized? He realized the number one rule about the NFL. If you don't have a B-plus quarterback, you can't win. Alabama won national titles with Greg McElroy, A.J. McCarron, and Jake Coker. You can be average at quarterback, slightly above average, and win a national championship.
Stetson Bennett.
Look at the NFL standings currently. AFC East, Josh Allen and Tua, best two quarterbacks in that division. AFC North, Joe Burrow, Lamar lead it, best two quarterbacks in the division. AFC South, most talented kid is Trevor Lawrence, but probably the best quarterback today is probably Ryan Tannehill, leads the division. AFC West is led by Mahomes and Justin Herbert. The AFC, the NFC East is led by Jalen Hurts and Dak. Those are the two best, any order you want. NFC North, well, Kirk Cousins has been better than Aaron Rodgers this year because he's not hurt. He leads. NFC South, Brady leads, and NFC West, Garoppolo leads. Now, you could say, Garoppolo is better than Geno Smith, healthier than Matt Stafford this year, and more coachable than Kyler Murray. Right now, on a week-to-week basis, he's the best quarterback. That's the rule. That's why I've said I'll probably have to at some point, if I ever sit down and have a beer with Lincoln Riley, and I'm sure it will happen sooner than later. But college gigs are great if you get the right brand. If you get into a Michigan, Harbaugh left the NFL for college. He doesn't have a crazy owner. He chooses his own personnel. He can win 10 games annually and not be great at quarterback. I mean, J.J. McCarthy's talented. He's not great. Lincoln Riley's 11-1 at USC. This is the least talented team he will ever have at USC. Now, I don't think Nebraska's a great job. They ran off Scott Frost, who is a smart guy and beloved there. But, I mean, even Belichick. Cleveland couldn't win. New England now not winning. Why? Average at quarterback. You got to be B-plus or above. You got to at least be like Dak, Kirk Cousins, or above, or you're not going to be a playoff team in most years, barring just breaks or a historically good defense. So, by the way, I was got a little insight to USC football in the last 2 days. They are going to bring in about a dozen transfer portal guys. I am a fan of the transfer portal as long as there's regulations. I would have been a fan of cryptocurrency if you had regulations, right? I like new stuff, but it's got to be regulated because there's always bad actors. The minute the transfer portal comes out and the NIL comes out, you got schools paying for people, high schoolers. There's bad actors in every industry. So I'm for NIL and transfer portal with guardrails. And there's an interesting thing going on with, for instance, USC has Caleb Williams. Why would you bring in freshmen? Go get guys who play college football that can win a natty. Go get 21-year-old guys who have started 2 years at Bama or 2 years at Florida. When you have Caleb Williams, those freshmen are redshirting or barely playing. So at USC, you look at it, and they're going to go big into the transfer portal and go find the next Jordan Addison. They're going to sign a transfer, Biletnikoff, finalist at wide receiver, a top running back, two left tackles, and about six defensive guys in the box. And the transfer portal's great because the bust rate shrinks. I mean, even Nick Saban brings in a class of 24 kids. 12 either can't play. They struggle either with the physicality of college football. There's academics. They get in trouble. Or they just don't love the game. They don't love hard coaching. That's Nick Saban. He's one of the great talent evaluators. But transfer portal, you know what a guy can do. You got 2 years of tape on him. You know his weaknesses. You know his strengths. Does he fit? If you know your system, all you have to do is find fits. And so USC is going to go big on the transfer portal again. And they should. With Caleb Williams next year. I mean, I thought it was ridiculous to suggest before the season USC could play for a national championship. But I've watched Georgia struggle three times. I saw them be totally outplayed by Missouri and mostly outplayed by Kentucky. Can USC play with Ohio State? I did not think so 3 months ago. I've watched Ohio State's back end of their defense. I think they can. Got to go big. I'm for anything new as long as there's regulation. The first year of NIL, when your bad actors show up and start buying high schoolers, that's not what it's built for. It's built to take care of guys like Caleb Williams. If he makes $5 million a year, he should. I'm for it. It's not built to buy a high school junior. That's not what it's about. Ryan with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Colin, Kristen Pulisic, the best player on the U.S. men's national team, scored that only goal to move America past Iran and past the group stage into the round of 16. He was injured on the play with that collision with the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Removed for the rest of the game. It's leaving some doubt about his status going into Saturday's round of 16 match. But here's what he did say about how he's been feeling.
I'm taking it day by day right now, and I will do everything in my power to work with this medical team and make sure that I can play.
So he's not totally taking himself out yet, not promising that he will play. If he's unable to go,
they're not going to win. Let's just cut to the chase.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have great strikers, so we need his talent, skill to score. So, I mean, it's we're not beating Netherlands. With him, probably, I'd say 1-0 Netherlands, but I think we can compete.
Sure. Yeah, look, I mean, I think at this point, considering you missed the World Cup, you get out of the group that we had, you just feel good about getting into the round of 16.
And the advantage we have over Netherlands is that we're playing with house money. Right. We're the second youngest team. So you see this a lot in the NCAA tournament, where all of a sudden you've got Duke and playing Belmont, or let's use a better example, Duke plays Illinois. We know Duke has better players, but the pressure is so overwhelmingly on Duke that they get tight. So we are not Netherlands in terms of overall roster, but we're close enough that if we're aggressive and they're tight, you're gonna have yourself a 1-0 final.
Yeah. Look, and you know, you've seen this, as you said, like when it was Virginia versus UMBC, the number one seed losing to the 16 seed. You get towards halftime and it's too competitive.
Right.
That heavy favorite starts getting real, real conservative.
Yep,
and
yep.
Starts panicking.
Well, I mean, you saw us against Iran.
Yeah.
The last 15 minutes, they had four scoring opportunities.
That's right.
Because we're trying to protect a lead. And so, you know, I mean, if Netherlands jumps out to a 1-0 lead in the last 15 minutes, they go defensive. We got enough talent to score. I mean, I will say this, we're young, we're athletic. Tyler Adams has been sensational, and Matt Turner is better than anybody could have predicted in goal. I think he's been sensational.
Absolutely. So excited to see what happens on Saturday. All right, it might not be official, according to Jets head coach Robert Saleh, but the Jets are now Mike White's team, and we all know it. The former number two overall pick, Zach Wilson, has been benched for both poor play and what most reports would say is a lack of accountability for that poor play. How has he handled it? Well, Jets offensive coordinator Mike LaFleur said this about Zach Wilson. Quote, he's handling it the best that he can. Zach's approach is trying to get better every single day. And that's what he's doing. Well, Mike, if that were true, he probably wouldn't have gotten benched to begin with. You did just talk to Greg Cosell about 10, 15 minutes ago about this.
He said he was broken.
Yeah, here's what he said.
Zach Wilson at this point is a little bit broken, Colin. He needs to be taught from the ground up. He's a little bit broken, and you need to start from scratch. I think you need to bring in an NFL quarterback coach with a lengthy, meaningful resume. You need to bring in someone who's done it before and has a strong resume as an NFL quarterback teacher.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like you're just going to get marginally better day by day and somehow turn around your season if you're Zach Wilson.
Yeah, don't think so.
Yeah, it looks to be done for him. And we'll wrap it up with this. A little bit of college football news and NFL draft news. I know you love the NFL draft, Colin.
Kentucky
quarterback Will Levis has declared for the NFL draft, that is. His status for their bowl game is TBD. Probably not going to play, but we'll see. And he is considered among the top quarterback prospects this year alongside Alabama's Bryce Young, CJ Stroud of Ohio State. He's a big kid, big frame.
Big arm. Yeah, I mean, he looks the part. Sean Payton told me, I think he said on the air, of all the kids out there, he's the one that you go, whoa.
Yeah.
Can I coach him up?
Yeah. So the one thing that'll be interesting throughout the draft evaluation process is he did not have a great game in that big matchup against Tennessee.
Nope.
So those ones always get weighted a little heavier compared to, you know, your Vanderbilts or whatever. So we'll see what the draft process holds with the three quarterbacks at the top of the draft. Much different from last year when it was about Kenny Pickett, and
yes,
that was about it.
Yeah. Ryan with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Think about your happy place. SoFun game day, fishing boat, whatever. Driveway.com lets you buy or sell a car from there. Alexi Lalas from Doha. Alexi Lalas, one of my guys, shared a few beers, antagonizer, my kind of guy. By the way, Greg Cosell said earlier, Aaron Rodgers may be one of the best throwers of the football he's ever seen. Just during the break, I wrote a list of the 8 most talented quarterbacks I've seen since I was a kid. I'm not saying best. Montana's not in there. Brady's not in there. Manning's not in there. Most talented. Move, throw, I'd go Marino, Aaron Rodgers, Steve Young, Elway, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Favre, and either like Lamar Jackson or Staubach. Well, maybe both. That'd be like nine. Lamar Jackson throws it way better than people give him credit for. I think Lamar's in that group. Just raw talent. Staubach is way before most of your time, but Jesus, he was good. He was crazy good. Probably the first, you know, one of the first great. Fran Tarkenton moved around a little bit. Staubach was like more talented and moved around. The you know, we talked about it earlier, the Denver mess with Russell Wilson. So there's a story out, like a lot of rumors now. Nobody likes him in the locker room, and Nathaniel Hackett said it's gossip, and Russell Wilson said, I got friends in this locker room.
I mean, I got great relationships in that locker room. So whoever's trying to tear it down, you can't. You know, I think that the best thing about it is that it's been an amazing journey coming here, moving here, being here. There's always noise, especially when things aren't going the way that you want it to. The thing is that you don't bat an eye. You know that, you know, my biggest goal every day is to continue to try to lead at the highest level.
I do think huge contract plus mounting losses plus kind of cringy optimism is a hard sell for athletes. I tend to prefer realism over optimism. I was more of a Simon Cowell person than Paula Abdul. I'd rather you just tell me the truth if I stink. I do think if there's one crack in the Russell Wilson armor, it's that, you know, he's a man of great conviction and faith, and I'll never mock that. Like, that's what he believes, very Tebow-esque. And I think he felt undervalued in Seattle. And could I make the argument that he's overcompensated? The big mansion, the big birthday bashes, has his own office, huge contract, taking every penny. It feels like a little projecting, a little overcompensating because, and by the way, we're all beholden to this. If you feel ignored by a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you know, you're going to overcompensate. I'm going to prove you're wrong. You won't necessarily date the right person. She's beautiful. He's a hunk. I'm going to prove we're all capable of that. And I do think, you know, the mansion, the own office, he's kind of trying to say, hey, this is my team and my culture. And, you know, he didn't get a good coach. I mean, look at Brady right now with Todd Bowles. It doesn't look like it did with Arians or Belichick. Like, coaching matters. Very few people, I always use Bill O'Reilly as an adventure. Bill O'Reilly swam around for years, didn't do anything. Then he got his kingmaker in Roger Ailes. And then he became the biggest star on cable TV for 20 years. You got to have good bosses. You can't overcome lousy management. I mean, maybe if you're, you know, there's probably been a handful of people talented enough to do it. Not many. Maybe Mahomes would still win a bunch of games. He wouldn't win Super Bowls without Andy Reid. Andrew Luck was amazing. 11 wins, AFC Championship game with that roster is amazing. But he got crushed in that game. I mean, there's just, we all need good management. But as you get older and you get richer and you get more powerful, a lot of times, you know, we build up these walls and we don't want to listen to anybody. And, you know, you got to be careful. Use and seek power sparingly. We all need great support systems. I guess that's the easiest way to put it. 1 minute. This has been, these 2 hours have flown by. And I got to be honest, when I only do radio, I have no idea if you're enjoying it, but I'm having a blast. I really am. If you ever get to go to work and not shower, not even care what you look like, that's why people want to work at home. I get it. I'm reading stories. Everybody now is getting upset because people don't want to go to the office. I got nothing against my TV employer, but this is easier. I'm sitting here knocking down scones while I talk, slurping coffee. I'm just a mess. It's fun being a mess. Alexi Lawless, Bruce Feldman, we got a 12-team playoff coming. So excited. Just means more people USC will have to fend off for a natty. Hour 3 next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport
is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.